一起默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣圣名开始早上安息日的聚会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we start our Sabbath morning service.
我们来唱诗196首。
Let's sing hymn 196.
196.
196.
Jesus.
来祷告，求主带领我们今天的聚会。
Let's all kneel down and pray and ask God to guide this morning service.
感谢主，各位弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、怜悯跟慈爱常常跟你们大家同在。
And may the grace and the mercy and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ be with everyone.
借着主的保守跟眷顾，让我们一生一世都在他丰盛的恩典里面。
And through the protection and the guidance of God, may we always be in His care.
我们今天早上要来学习从过约旦河进到迦南地。
And so this morning we will talk about crossing the Jordan into the land of Canaan.
我们知道以色列人他们曾聚居在埃及地四百多年。
We know that the Israelites had dwelled in Egypt for 400 years.
他们后来成为埃及人的奴隶。
And they served as slaves of the Egyptians.
那在苦难当中，他们就呼求神。
And in the midst of their suffering, they cried out to God.
神对以色列人说啊，你们的哀声啊，我听见了。
And God said to them, I have heard your cries.
你们所受的苦我看见了。
And I have seen your sufferings.
我现在下来就是要把你们带领出埃及。
And I will come down and deliver you from Egypt.
领你们进到一个牛奶与蜜之地。
And I shall bring you into a land that is filled with milk and honey.
所以神借着摩西把以色列民从埃及地带出来。
And so God used Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
以色列人离开了埃及啊，他们梦想一个神所应许非常美好的牛奶与蜜之地。
And so when the people left Egypt, they dreamt of a place of a land filled with milk and honey.
其实他们也是大概经过了两年以后，就来到迦南地的边缘。
And then actually about 2 years later, they were on the boundaries of the land of Canaan.
但是很可惜，在那里他们看到了强大的迦南人。
But unfortunately, they saw the big and strong Canaanites.
他们看到迦南的城邑都非常的坚固。
And he saw that the cities and the walls of Canaan were very strong.
他们说啊，我们进去会变成他们的食物。
And they felt that if they went in, they would become the food of the Canaanites.
因为失掉了信心啊，所以就没有办法进到迦南地。
And because they lost their faith, they could no longer enter into the land of Canaan.
结果在旷野当中啊，在那边漂流了38年。
And so they wandered in the wilderness for 38 years.
等到那些没有信心的兵丁啊，都扑倒了以后。
And only after all those people without faith had fallen.
后来他们又回到了迦南地的边缘。
Then once again they returned to the boundaries of Canaan.
他们准备过约旦河，要夺到迦南地。
And they were to cross the Jordan to receive the land of Canaan.
经过神的训练以后啊，他们的信心就比较刚强。
And through the trials and lessons of God, their faith became strong.
结果很顺利的进到迦南地，经过七年的征战，把土地占下来。
And very smoothly they entered into the land of Canaan, and after 7 years of wars and battles, they took the land of Canaan and they separated among the Israelites.
圣经里面讲到以色列人出埃及过红海。
And so the Bible talks about the Israelites crossing the Red Sea.
以及经过约旦河进到迦南地。
And they crossed over the Jordan River into the land of Canaan.
这是他们两个非常重要的阶段。
And these are two very important points in their faith.
这也预表我们选民蒙神的救赎两个很重要的阶段。
And it talks about us as the chosen people, we have two important points in our life.
我们受洗脱离了撒旦的权势。
That when we are baptized, we are released from the bondage of Satan.
就要开始走天国的路程。
Then we start to walk on this heavenly journey.
一站一站的往天国的目标迈进。
And one step after another, we draw closer to our goal.
到了约旦河。
And then when we come to the Jordan River,
表示我们能够得胜了一切。
That means we can be victorious over all.
就能够进到的神的国，享受永远的福分。
Then we can enter into the kingdom of God and enjoy all His blessings.
所以我们要从选民过约旦河。And
so we will learn some spiritual teachings from the chosen people crossing over the Jordan. We first turn to Joshua chapter 1.
耶稣雅记一章，我们看第一节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
耶稣雅记一章第一节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 1.
神的仆人摩西死了，神对神晓谕摩西的帮所嫩的儿子耶稣亚说，第二节
，verse two，
我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方。摩西带领以色列民四十年。
And so Moses led the Israelites for 40 years.
后来他的任务完成了。
And once his duty was done,
神把他带到尼波山上去。
And God took him on the Mount Nebo.
说以色列人要进去的地方就在眼前。
That he told him that the land which the Israelites will go into is right before you.
那神说摩西没有办法进去。
But God said to Moses that he shall not cross over there.
当然，直接的原因就是他曾经在米利巴的地方说了没有荣耀神的话。
Because the reason is that at Mount Meribah he had said things that were not glorifying to God.
所以神不准他进去。
And so God did not allow him to go in.
但是实际上是预表摩西是传律法的。
But actually it is to prophesize that Moses is the law.
律法没有办法引人到神的国。
And the law cannot allow anyone to enter into the kingdom of God.
因为律法只是叫人知罪。
The law can only condemn a man's sin.
没有力量叫人胜过罪过。
But it does not give the man a strength to overcome sin.
说律法的总结就是引导人归向耶稣基督。
And so the law is the conclusion of the law is to come before Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣也带领百姓进到迦南地。
And so Joshua brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
预表我们要在主耶稣基督的带领之下才能够享受永生的福气。
And it represents that only through the guidance of Jesus Christ can we receive the everlasting blessings.
神对耶稣亚说
And then God said to Joshua,
我的仆人摩西死了。
That Moses, my servant, is dead.
所以你现在要起来带众百姓过约旦河。
And so it says, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people.
神给每一个人的工作都有一定的时间。
That God has appointed a time for everyone's work.
但是神的工作是永远不止息的。
But the work of God never stops and never
falls. 人会离开世界。
That man shall depart from this world.
但是神的工作永远会持续下去。
But the work of God shall forever continue.
所以神叫耶稣亚说你起来带百姓过约旦河。
And so God says to Joshua, therefore arise, go and lead all the people.
因为摩西曾经说神求你在百姓当中兴起一个人。
And before Moses had asked God to rise up a person.
来带领他们，不要让他们像没有牧人的羊一样。
So that they would not be sheep without a shepherd.
后来神说就是耶稣亚。
And then God said, it is Joshua.
你把他带来，为他按手，分赐恩赐给他。
And so he said to bring him to me and then lay hands and bestow blessings upon him.
神给他几分尊荣，百姓就会信服他。
And then he would give him much glory and the people would follow after him.
所以神说这个耶稣也是心中有圣灵的。
And so Joshua is said to have have the Spirit of God in his
heart. 也是神指定的摩西的接班人。
And he is also the appointed one of God that is the successor of Moses.
现在摩西离世了，所以对耶稣也来讲，要承受一个非常大的任务。
And so now that Moses has died, then Joshua is an important figure.
无形当中他觉得他的压力很大。
And so in the midst of everything, he feels that there's
great pressure. 所以神就特别安慰鼓励他。
And so God especially comforted and encouraged him.
说你要刚强壮胆。
He says, be strong and have great courage.
因为 你要把以色列民带到迦南地去。
For you shall bring this people to the land.
凡是你的脚所踏的地方啊，都要归给你。
That wherever you step on, wherever you step on shall be yours.
说从这个旷野的地方啊，一直到伯拉大河。
And from the wilderness all the way to the river Euphrates.
所以神所应许的土地是相当的大。
And so the promised land of God is great.
实际上啊，以色列民他们大部分的时间所得到的都是一小小的地方。
But in reality, the land that the Israelites actually conquered was very small.
唯有在大卫王朝的时代啊，才靠着征战神帮助他啊，占领了这全部的土地。
And only until the time of David, through battles and wars, was David able to conquer great vast land.
这让我们知道说，神应许给我们的福分是相当大的。
And this is to tell us that the promised inheritance of God is very great.
但是唯有我们凭着信心啊，才能够租起神的福分。
And only, but it is only through our faith that we can receive the blessings of God.
你的信心小，你所领受的福分就少。
And so if you have a small faith, then what you receive is very small.
你的信心大，你所得到的福分就大。
But if you have great faith, then your inheritance shall be great.
圣经里面说，神把生命气息万物赐给人。
And so God says that he has given all things to man.
他又为我们预备救恩。
That he has prepared salvation for us.
把天上各样属灵的福分啊，都赐给我们。
That all spiritual blessings are bestowed upon us.
又应许我们能够得胜仇敌啊，能够享受永远的福分。
That we can overcome our enemies and receive and enjoy this everlasting.
所以神的应许啊，是非常的丰盛的。
And so the promises of God are so great.
但是我们一定要靠着信心啊，才能够领受到神的福分。
But we need to depend on faith in order to receive this portion.
神对耶稣亚说啊，
And then God said to Joshua,
在你的一生当中啊，没有一个仇敌啊，能够在你面前站立得住。
That no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
真的，如果有神跟我们同在，还有谁可以跟我们为敌呢？
That truly, if God is for us, who can be against us?
主若跟我们同在啊，就没有什么克服不了的困难。
And if Lord Jesus Christ is with us, there is nothing that we cannot overcome.
因为他是全能的神。
Because he is Almighty God.
所以他可以帮助我们啊，得胜有余。
And so he can help us be victorious.
神又对耶稣亚说啊，我吩咐摩西的话。
And God also told Joshua the words that I said to Moses.
你要常常放在口中。
That you must always be in your mouth.
只要你不偏离神的律法,
that as long as you do not depart from the law of God,
你的道路就可以凡事亨通顺利,
then all the days of your life shall be prosperous.
所以要得到神的同在, 能够万事顺利。
And so if you have the abundance of God, all things will be smooth.
就是遵守神的道。
And that is to observe the commandments of God.
所以说啊，你如果领受了神的道，把它行在你的生活当中啊，你就会在所行的事上来蒙福。
And then if you receive the words of God and you practice in your daily lives, then you shall be blessed.
一个听从神话语的人
First one who listens to the word of God.
说好像一棵树啊，在那个溪水旁一样。
It's like a tree planted by the waters.
它可以不断的吸收水分、养分呐、所以它可以非常的茂盛，不断的结果子。
That it can constantly receive its nutrients and it shall grow very tall and bear much fruits.
我们一个敬畏神所神的道，神也要让他这样的昌盛。
And so if we fear God and keep his commandments, then God shall provide for us.
所以我们信主的人啊，学习道理非常重要。
And so for us, for those of us who believe, it is important for us to follow the commandments of God.
圣经里面说啊，一个婴孩出生以后啊，他会自然会去吃奶。
And the Bible says that when an infant is born, naturally he knows how to suck on his
mother's milk. 然后他就会渐渐长大，会吃干粮。
And then as he grows, he will move on to solid food.
我们一个人呢，信主以后，
after we have come to believe,
你要学习神的道，说好像那个婴孩爱慕属灵的奶一样。
And so as we learn the word of God, it is as an infant who loves the spiritual milk.
所以呢，灵性就会慢慢的成长。
And that spiritually he shall grow.
属灵的生命就很丰盛。
And his spiritual life shall be very abundant.
能够长大成熟啊， 满有基督的身量。
That he can grow and mature into the likeness of God.
所以圣经里面有很多这方面的教训。
And so there are many teachings of this in the Bible.
以色列民过红海以后啊，他们就要每天啊见马拿。
After the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, then every day they had to pick up manna.
因为他们那是他们旷野的粮食。
Because that is their food in the wilderness.
让他们神从天上降粮食养活他们四十年。
And God sustained their lives for 40 years with manna.
路德随着婆婆回到了伯利恒。
Ruth followed her mother-in-law back to Bethlehem.
所以刚好是收割大麦的时候。
And it was during the harvest time.
所以他就到田里去捡麦穗。
And so she went into the field to collect the
wheat. 所以让他们有一个啊安定的生活。
So that they could have a maintain their lives.
我们信主以后啊，要注重学习道理。
And so when we believe, we need to put an emphasis on learning the Word of God.
才会成长。
Only then can our spirituality grow.
所以主耶稣称赞玛利亚说，她选上了上好的福分。
And so Jesus commended Mary for choosing the better portion.
啊，那个是没有人可以夺去的。
That no one can take away from her.
摩西在要离世之前啊，跟以色列民讲了很多的道理。
And Moses, before he died, he shared many teachings with the Israelites. And he says, do not think this has nothing to do with you. And because this impacts your life and your everlasting blessing. And so the words of God are the words of life.
人是给我们的福分叫做生命平安的约。
And so the words of God are the covenant of peace.
所以我们如果能够把神的道理存在我们的心中，照着去遵行。
And if we can bury the words of God deep within our hearts and do according to it.
神的永远的生命，还有各样的平安喜乐啊，就要跟你同在。
Then the life of God and all peace and joy shall follow you.
所以神对摩西，对耶稣亚说啊。
And so God said to Joshua.
摩西所吩咐的一些律法，你要常常放在你的口里。
And so the words of Moses shall not depart from your mouth. 你要
昼夜的思想，要谨守遵行。
And so you must meditate on it day and night that you may observe it.
那你无论到哪里去啊，你就凡事亨通顺利。
For then you will be prosperous and successful wherever you go.
因为神必与你同在。
For God is with you.
你就没有什么克服不了的困难。
And so there is no difficulty that you cannot overcome.
所以我们要重视神的道。
And so we need to put great emphasis on the word of God.
后来神叫以色列人啊，他们要准备过约旦河。
And so God commanded that the people be prepared to cross over the Jordan River.
三天以后啊，他们就要过河。
That after 3 days they would cross over the river.
所以他们要来到这个约旦河边啊，搭帐篷在那边等候。
That they would come by the Jordan River and then set up tents.
神说你们要预备好食物。
That you need to prepare your food.
啊，因为要准备过河啊，所以食物都要准备好。
Because they are about to cross over the river, they need to prepare their food.
啊，当然属灵上也是一样。我们要过得胜的生活啊，一定要充满属灵的食物。
And the same spiritually, that if we want to be filled by the Spirit, we need to prepare spiritual food.
我们看到约瑟怎么得胜试探。
And how did Joseph overcome temptations?
他说啊，我怎么可以做这种大恶来得罪神？
How can I commit such a great sin against my God?
因为神的话在他的心中。
Because the words of God was in his heart.
所以遇到试探的时候啊，他可以靠神的话来胜过。
And through when he met with temptation, he was able to overcome with the word of God.
主耶稣连续三次受魔鬼的试探。
And Jesus three times was tempted by Satan.
但是他都用圣经的道理啊来胜过撒旦。
And each time he used the word of God to overcome Satan.
后来撒旦啊用尽各样的方法没有办法得胜，他就离开了。
And Satan using many ways to try to tempt Jesus after he could not
depart. 所以我们要充实属灵的粮食。
And so we need to be filled with the spiritual food.
我们不只是听道理啊，我们要自己那个预备，要自己会读圣经，会查经。
And not only should we hear the word of sermons, but we need to study the Bible.
而且要熟练人理的道理。
And we also must follow the law of man.
我们如果道理懂了以后啊，虽然有一些试探引诱啊，我们很容易就能够辨别。
When we know the word of God well, then we are able to discern spiritual temptation.
何西阿是何西阿先知说啊，百姓因为没有知识灭亡。
Hosea said that because the people lack wisdom, they are destroyed.
并不是说他们没有读过书啊。
It is not because they are uneducated.
而是没有神的道理的知识在他们里面。
But because they do not have the word of God or the wisdom of God
inside. 所以受引诱、受影响啊，就跟着走了。
So because they are easily influenced, they are led astray.
后来离开神了，就灭亡了。
And because they departed from God, they have perished.
所以我们如果没有属灵的知识，很容易就迷失掉。
And so, if we do not have any spiritual wisdom, then it's very easy for us to go astray.
不管是世界上的知识多少啊，这个都是其次的。
And regardless of how much education you have in this world, it is does not matter.
属灵的知识啊，更加要紧。
But spiritual wisdom is more important.
当然了，神说啊，那个两个支派办的兵丁啊，要跟他们一起呀、过约旦河。
And so there are two tribes that are to go over with the cross over the Jordan.
因为两个支派，他们看到约旦河东啊，有一块土地很美啊，他们就要住在那里。
And because two tribes saw over the Jordan River that there was a land of Canaan that was beautiful, they wanted to dwell there.
神应许的地方啊，是在约旦河西。
And so actually the land that was promised to them was west of the Canaan
River. 他们因为走很久了，看到这么好的草原啊，所以他们就希望留在那里。
But some people, these tribes, when they saw, walked over the land, they saw that it was very beautiful and they wanted to stay there.
本来摩西没有答应。
Originally Moses did not agree.
但是后来啊，他们一再的要求啊，摩西说，你们啊。可以得到这块地，但是你们的兵丁还是要跟你们的弟兄一同征战。
And Moses said that yes, you can have the land, but your soldiers must continue on and fight with us.
后来他们答应了。
And so they agreed.
当然这个是另外一个问题。
And so this is another problem.
因为他们凭眼见啊，看到好的地方，不是神应许之地啊。
Because they based what they saw on their sight of what they saw with their eyes, and they did not want the promised God.
很快就被外族啊把他们攻破了。
And so this land was later conquered by others.
他们后来就失败了，被掳了。
And then they were defeated and then taken into captivity.
因为他们缺少一个天然的保障。
Because they lacked a very strong barrier.
不，我们看到这个河东的两个支派的兵丁。
But when we look at the soldiers of these two tribes.
因为他们答应了摩西。
And because they have promised to Moses.
说他们要跟一些以色列百姓一起过约旦河。
That they promised to go with the other Israelites across the Jordan River.
要帮助他们征战啊，把土地得下来，他们才要回来。
That they would go and fight and be victorious with the others before returning.
所以刚好在他们渡河危险的时候这兵丁啊，他们就可以守护着能够防备迦南人。
And so when during times of danger, they could stay back and fight against the Canaanites.
让百姓啊，统统可以很顺利的过河。
That allowed the people to smoothly and peacefully cross over the Jordan River.
这让我们看到说，这个同龄之间的彼此互相的关怀照顾。
And so it shows us the concern and the care among brothers and sisters.
圣经里面说，我们不要单顾自己。
And the Bible says, do not stay alone.
You know, 我们都是一家人，所以在灵性上要互相的扶持，互相帮助。
But because we are one family, then we need to care and show concern for one another.
一起携手同行天国的道路。
That together we enjoy this journey to heaven.
而且借着四万多的兵丁啊，他们在那边防守敌人。
And these 40,000 soldiers, they defended against the enemy.
防备那个迦南人啊，趁着他们渡河的时候来攻击他们。
The Canaanite enemies came to attack while they were crossing over the Jordan River.
我们啊，我们在属灵的生活当中啊，也要常常警醒预备。
And so this teaches us that in our spiritual journey, we need to be vigilant and always prepared.
说这个魔鬼常常好像吼叫的狮子啊，遍地游行。
that Satan is like a roaring lion roaming around the earth.
所以我们要常常警醒，免得变成
So we need to be vigilant and watchful lest we become the food of Satan. That we need to have solid faith to defend ourselves against him. That we need to rely on God and put on the full armor of God to stand before Satan. And so let us see the action of the Israelites crossing over the Jordan River. Let's look at Joshua chapter 3, verse 1. Joshua chapter 3, verse 1.
耶稣亚清早起来，和以色列众人都离开了石亭，来到约旦河，就住在那里等候过河。哦，这是他们过河的行动。第一个要离开石亭，而来到约旦河边。
And so this is the actions that they took. They need to depart and come by the riverside.
我们知道石亭是对犹太人来讲，对以色列人来讲，是一个相当伤心的地方。
We know that this place is a very sorrowful place for them.
虽然这个石亭已经在迦南地的门口了。
And even though this was already at the gate of the entrance of Canaan,
但是还是有很多人突倒在那里。
But many people had fallen there already.
因为这个摩押王看到以色列人非常强盛。
And because the Moab king saw that the Israelites were so strong,
结果他就找了一个术士啊。 巴兰要来做主以色列人
That he sent a sorcerer Balaam to go to curse them.
这个神就把他做主的话全部都改成祝福的话。
And so God changed Balaam's words of curses into blessings.
这个巴兰就没有办法得到他本来所想要的一些财富跟地位。
And so Balaam was unable to receive the rewards and the status that he had wanted.
后来他就跟这个摩押王提供了一个非常诡诈的一个方法。
And Balaam came up with a very devious plan.
说你要现在以色列人很简单，用你们的女孩子去引诱他们。
And says, if you want to lead the Israelites astray, use your women to lead them astray.
这个很多的以色列民真的中计了。
And so the Israelites fell into this
trap. 跟那些摩押女子交往，随着他们去拜偶像，跟他们发生淫乱。
And so they mingled with the Moabite women, and then they followed them into worshiping idols and committing adultery.
结果遭到瘟疫，死了24,000多人。
And so 24,000 people died.
本来已经到了迦南地的边缘了，过河就是迦南地了。
And so they were already at the side of Canaan, ready to enter in.
结果死在那个迦南地的门口，真的很可惜呀。
But many people died right at the entrance of Canaan, and it was very pitiful.
所以一般人讲说，我们走100里的路，你走到90里才算一半。
And so many people say that if you were to walk 100 miles, but if you walk to 90 miles, it is only halfway.
尤其越末后的阶段，越艰难。
Especially the closer you are to your destination, the harder it gets.
但是我们一定要走完全程，我们才能够进迦南地。And
it's only when we have fully completed the journey can we enter into the land of Canaan.
我们天国的路程一定要走到底，才能够享受永远的福分。And
we must complete this heavenly journey all the way to the end, and so we can receive the heavenly blessings.
所以希伯来书的作者说，你要把起初的信心坚持到底。
And so the author of Hebrews says that you must endure to the end.
那你才能够在基督的恩典里面有份。
That only then will you have part in Jesus Christ.
没有过江南，过约旦河。
If you have not crossed over the Jordan River,
还没有算得胜啊。
Then you have not been victorious.
没有走完人生的旅途。
And if you have not finished the journey of man,
没有真正的在神的面前得到奖赏。
That you have not truly received the reward before God,
都不算数,
then none of this counts.
所以保罗说，不是说我已经得到了。
And Paul says, not that I have already received.
我还是向着前面的标杆直跑。
But I race towards the goal.
一直要跑到在主耶稣的面前。
Until I have come before Jesus Christ.
领受主耶稣的奖赏为主。
And then I receive the crown of life.
所以他说，唯有一件事。 忘记背后，努力面前。
And so forgetting what lies behind and running towards what lies ahead.
啊，真的到最后的时候。
And until that final moment,
啊，非常坦然说啊，美好的仗我打过了。
That I have fought the good fights.
当跑的路我跑尽了。
I have finished the race.
所信的道我守住了。
I have kept the faith.
我现在就是要领受那个荣耀的公义冠冕。
That I am able to receive this crown of life.
所以没有走到最后一步，没有在神的面前呢、啊，说你是一个忠心良善的好仆人。
If you have not yet taken that final step, and hear the words of Jesus Christ, say, "Well done, good and faithful servant," then none of it counts.
唯有啊，走到最后的标杆。
That until we receive cross that goal line,
领受荣耀的冠冕为主。
And you have received that crown of life.
啊，这是我们呐、啊，每一个人都当立起的标杆呐、啊，也是我们。人生努力的最后的目标。
And that is our goal, our final goal in our lives, that we have to reach this goal.
那这个神对耶稣也说啊，你要吩咐那些祭司抬着耶柜啊，在前面带路。
And so God commanded Joshua that the priest should lead the way.
按照这一条路啊，没有人走过。
That no one has set foot here yet.
所以祭司抬着耶柜走在前面。
And so the priest carried the Ark of the Covenant.
百姓跟他们离两千足，跟在他们的后面。
And so the people stayed behind 2,000 cubits.
我们要走天国的路也是一样。
And the same with our heavenly journey.
因为这条路是超越经验的，没有一个人走过。
Because this journey transcends our experience, no one has gone down this way.
但是主耶稣为我们走过了。
But Jesus Christ has already walked this
way. 所以我们就跟着他的脚步啊，这样来走。
And so we follow in his footsteps.
啊，这是我们人生的道路啊，就是要跟着主的脚步来走。
And so these are the ways of man that we need to follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ.
啊，所以我们要学习效法主耶稣的榜样。
And so we need to follow in the example of Jesus Christ.
然后说啊，你们所有的人呢，都要自觉，自觉。
And so also you must sanctify yourselves.
因为神要在你们当中啊啊行神迹。
For tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you.
啊，所以神要带领他们过河啊，要彰显一个大能。
So God wanted to bring them across the Jordan to perform great wonders.
神说，所有以色列人都要自洁。
And so all the Israelites had to sanctify themselves.
我们的神是圣洁的神。
Because our God is a holy God.
没有圣洁啊，没有办法见到神。
If you cannot see God if you're not holy.
啊，没有圣洁啊，神不同在。
If you are not holy, then God will not abide with you.
所以圣经里面说啊，不是神的手臂缩短呐。
And so the Bible says that it is not that the arm of God is shortened.
不是神的耳朵中听啦。
It is not that the ear of God is hard of hearing.
为什么我们人的呼求没有办法达到神的面前？
Why is it that our cries cannot reach the ear of God?
因为人的心呐、啊、注重罪恶，所以让我们跟神之间呐、啊、有一个障碍。
Because the heart of man is filled with sin and it creates a barrier.Between us and God.
啊，所以啊，我们要把一切的过患呐、啊，把它消除掉，求神饶恕赦免我们。
And so we need to ask God to forgive all of our iniquities.
除掉我们人跟神之间的障碍啊，神才会跟我们同在，神才会带领我们的脚步。
And only when the barrier between us and God is removed, then God will guide our footsteps.
啊，神同在的时候，神的大能作为啊，就能够彰显出来了。
And when God is with us, then God will do wonders for us.
所以我们看到以利亚先知啊，因为他是一个圣洁的神人。
We see that Elijah is a holy man of God.
啊，所以呢，这个衣服啊，可以把水打水啊，水就分开走干地过去。
That with his clothes, he could just hit the water, and the water would separate and walk across on dry land.
升天呐。
And when he ascended to heaven,
以利沙拿着以利亚的衣服。
Elisha took the garment of Elisha.
同样的打水，水分开，他就过来了。
And then he hit the water again, and the water separated, and he walked over on dry land.
所以我们知道说，要拾起圣洁的衣服。
And so this tells us that we need to put on holy garments.
啊，把自己的衣服把它撕掉。
That we need to rip off our old garments.
啊，把人的能力圣洁啊， 披戴在我们身上。
That we need to put on the garments of holiness.
啊，神的作为啊，就能够彰显出来。
Then the works of God can be manifested.
因为这个能力作为啊，是从天上来的。
And because the works of God is from heaven.
啊，唯有圣洁的人，神才要跟他同在。
Then,
神才要在他们当中啊，显出。
And so God will be with them from heaven and will do wonders among them.
我们来看耶稣亚记三章十四节。
If we look at Joshua chapter 3 verse 14.
耶稣亚记三章十四节。
Joshua chapter 3 verse 14.
这百姓离开帐篷，要过约旦河的时候，抬耶柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。十五节。
15.
他们到了约旦河，脚一注水，原来约旦河水在收割的日子涨过两岸。十六节。
16.
那从上往下流的水，便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里呀、啊、停住了，立起成垒。那往亚拉巴的海就是沿海。下流的水全然断绝，于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。十七节。
17.
抬神耶柜的祭司在约旦河中干地上站殿，以色列众人都从干地上过去，直到国民尽都过了约旦河。这里是。谈到他们过约旦河啊，神所显出的一个作为。
And so here was a work of God that God performed when the people crossed over the
Jordan. 当时是他们收割的日子，所以那个约旦河水啊很大，涨过两岸。
And because it was during the time of the harvest, so the Jordan River overflows onto the banks.
以色列人大概有将近200万人。
And there are about 2 million Israelites.
啊，有大人，有小孩，有婴儿。
There were adults, children, and infants.
他们带了很多的牲畜，很多的家具。
And they took much livestock with them.
啊，所以他们要过这个约旦河啊，讲起来是一个很艰巨的任务。
And so it's very difficult for them to cross over the Jordan River.
因为那个河水啊，把他们阻隔。
Because the river separated them.
但是啊，靠着神的带领，借着神的吩咐啊，他们就能够过去了。
But through the guidance of God, they were able to cross over.
而且这个约旦河的河水啊，象征我们人的生命。
And so, the Jordan River represents the life of man.
因为这个约旦河水是从上游啊，黎巴嫩的山上那边花园流下来。
Because the waters of Jordan they come from down from upstream.
啊，然后一直流到最后就是流到死海，就是沿海里面。
And it flows all the way downstream into the Salt Sea.
啊，因为那个沿海啊，沿路很高啊，所以生物没有办法存在，所以叫做死海。
And because the salt sea is so salty that no livestock can survive it, so it is known as Dead Sea.
所以有的人讲说，生命好像流水一样。
And so someone said that water is like life,
人生就是这样
like water. And so life is like this.
人从出生以后，
From the moment we are born,
啊，然后啊，慢慢的就往死亡的道路走。
Then naturally we flow towards the dead, towards death.
因为人的哎呀，当犯罪以后，人都在罪中。
Because Adam sinned, so all man dwells in sin.
因为有了罪，所以死亡就临到每一个人。
And because there is sin, then death came upon all man.
所以人一出生啊，最后的目标就是往死亡的道路一直的奔跑。
And so because of so from the moment that man is born, they naturally flow towards death.
所以圣经说啊，死是众人的结局啊，没有一个人例外的。
And so this is the conclusion of all men; it is inevitable.
啊，同时啊，这个啊河水说涨过两岸，表示说那个罪恶啊满盈啊。
And then it says that Jordan overflows all its banks, so it is come to it is
filled. 我们知道说这个罪啊，因为啊，亚当进到这个世界里面来。
We know sin came because Adam entered into this world.
啊，所以人生就充满着劳苦万难啊，最后就虚空。
And so man's life is filled with toil and labor, and in the end is vanity.
啊，很多世界上的罪恶啊，就控制着人。
And so all the things of this world control man.
让人啊，造成很大的冲击啊，失掉人生的幸福跟盼望。
And so it causes man to lose his hope.
那我们看到说啊，这个祭司的脚一踏到水里面的时候。
And we see that the moment that the priest, they stepped into the river.
说这个河水就断了。
Then the water stopped.
啊。上游的水就停掉了，然后那个水一直流，流到海里面去。
And so, the waters that came down from upstream stood still.
啊，中间啊，变成一条干路，啊，所以以色列百姓就可以过河了。
And so, the middle part, dried up, and so allowed the Israelites to cross over.
啊，这个告诉我们呢、啊，这个祭司，大祭司就耶稣基督了。
And so the high priest, is Jesus Christ.
因为他把他自己的生命献上。
And because he sacrificed his own life.
他为我们舍命在十字架上。
And he gave up his life for us on the cross.
就完成了救人的工作。
That he completed salvation for all man.
啊，所以那个罪啊就断绝了。
And so the sin was cut off.
哦，我们接受主耶稣的救恩以后，我们就能够胜过罪恶，胜过劳苦患难，胜过死亡。
And so when we receive the grace of God, then we overcome sin and we overcome death.
我们领受主耶稣的救恩了、啊，可以跟主救人罪人同死了，啊，然后埋葬掉，复活就成为一个新人呐、啊。
And when we receive the salvation of God, we have died and buried with Jesus Christ and the old man, and then we resurrect with Jesus Christ.
我们相信耶稣是关系我们生命的大能。
And so we say that Jesus
关系到我们生命的大能。
Oh, and Jesus Christ cares about our lives.
因为要让我们啊不至灭亡，还能够得到永远的生命。
That we can overcome death and have everlasting life.
啊，所以说啊，当这个祭司的脚一踏到水里面的时候
，and the moment that the priest stepped into the river,
说这个上游的水就在一个地方叫做亚当城的旁边呐、啊，撒拉旦的地方就停住了。
It says that the waters that came down from upstream stopped, and that at far away of Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan.
从亚当流传下来的罪啊，借着主的救恩呐、啊，就停掉了。
And so the sin that flowed from Adam stopped.
所以圣经里面说，在亚当里面呢、啊，众人都死掉了。
And so the Bible says that all men in Adam have died.
啊，但是在耶稣基督里面，众人都活了。
But in Jesus Christ, all men lives.
说罪在哪里显多、啊？神的恩典啊，显得更多。
That where there is sin, the grace, the abundance of God is all the more.
因为亚当犯罪，所有罪就临到众人。
And because of one man's sin, Adam had sinned, then sin came upon all men.
现在借着耶稣的救恩呐、啊。把所有的过患罪恶、啊、全部都消除掉。
But because of one person's salvation, it overcame the sins of all the world.
我们就能够享受基督啊宏大的恩惠。
And so we can receive and enjoy the great blessing of Jesus Christ.
亚当流传的下来的罪啊，借着主的救恩就断绝了。
And so all the sin that flowed down from Adam has been stand still.
所以耶稣说啊，时候将到了。
And so Jesus Christ says that the time has come.
听到神儿子的声音啊，就要活过来。
That those who hear the voice of the Son of God shall resurrect, shall live.
啊，说将来在坟墓里面死掉的啊，他们都要再复活过来。
That those lying in the tomb shall resurrect.
啊，所以我们听到了主耶稣的救恩。
And so when we hear the salvation of God,
我们相信呐、啊，啊，接纳我们就不住灭亡啊。因为得到了这个新生命。
So we no longer die, and so because we have this new life.
我们既然跟神的生命啊联属在一起。
And because we have been connected in our death to Jesus
Christ. 虽然肉体暂时会离世啊，但是将来还要复活得永生。
And so even though our bodies may die, but we shall resurrect and live forever.
因为在耶稣基督里面呢、啊。所有的旧事啊，啊，统统过去了，一切都更新了。
Because in Jesus Christ, all things old shall pass away, and all things shall be new.
亚当城旁边有一个叫做撒拉旦的地方。
And by the city of Adam, it is next to Zarethan.
啊，那个撒拉旦原文的意思啊，就是苦楚。
And so the original the original meaning of Zarethan is distress.
啊，因为很多的苦楚啊，就是因为亚当的罪带来的。
Much distress comes from Adam.
啊，所以既然这个罪啊，我们能够靠着主的救恩胜过了。
And because we are able to overcome sin.
啊，所有的 苦难啊，有跟着啊啊，能够消除掉了。
Then all the distresses also goes away.
所以耶稣说啊，虽然你们在世上有患难呐，但是你们在我里面有平安。
And Jesus says that even though you have tribulation in this world, but in me you shall have peace.
所以你劳苦担重担，可以到我这里来。
All who are tired and weary, come to me.
我就要让你们得享安息。
And I shall give you rest.
所以神是使我们有盼望的神。
And so God is the God that gives us hope.
啊，借着主耶稣的救恩，借着圣灵啊。把他丰盛的平安喜乐要充满在我们的心中。
And through the salvation of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, He shall grant us joy and peace.
一个一切的劳苦患难重担呐、啊，啊，靠着主耶稣承担呐、啊，啊，都消失掉了。
All the heavy burdens and the tribulations are gone in Jesus Christ.
他说这个祭司啊。虽然也是看到那个河水是涨过两岸的
，and even though the priests they could see that the Jordan overflows all its banks，
但是他们凭着信心呐、啊，脚都先踏进去。
But the priests out of faith they step into the river。
啊，这个信心跟他们过红海的时候是不一样的。
And so this faith is different from the one that they had when they crossed the Red Sea。
红海的时候啊，因为他们很害怕。摩西祷告神，神说把杖伸在海里，海水分开。
And when they were about to cross the Red Sea, they were afraid, and God commanded Moses to stretch out his rod into the Red Sea.
他们经过了训练以后啊，不一样，有充足的信心。
But after much lessons from God, they were filled with great
faith. 虽然河水那么高啊。
And even though the river was so great.
但是祭司就凭着信心把脚踏下去。
By faith, the priest still stepped into the river.
啊，河水自然就干了。
And then the water separated and dried.
这告诉我们这个信心的重要。
And so this tells us the importance of our faith.
虽然有很多的艰难困苦，好像这个河水涨一样。
Even though there are many difficulties and tribulations in life.
但是我们一心仰赖主。
But as long as we rely on God,
啊，求告神的帮助。
And we call upon Him for help.
啊，凭着信心踏下去。
And we step forward in faith.
很多的困难。啊，就一一的得到克服啦。
Then many difficulties shall be overcome.
啊，所以我们相信说啊，我们在各样的困难当中啊，神都会为我们开出一条出路来的。
And so we fully believe that if we encounter any difficulties, God will open up a path for us.
无论是我们的生活、我们的信仰、我们的侍奉，都是一样。
Regardless of whether it is our life, our faith, or our servitude, it is all the same.
所以说我们能够胜过世界啊，就是神赐给我们的信心。
And so it is through our faith, the faith that God gives us that we can overcome
the
world.
只要我们有信心啊，很多的困难就要一一的得到克服。
And that when we have faith, we can overcome many difficulties in
this world. 撒加利亚书里面谈到以色列百姓啊，他们回来要重建圣殿。
And the book of Zechariah tells about the Israelites how they should return back and build up the city.
一开始的时候啊，他们遇到很多的艰难。
In the beginning, they encountered much difficulties.
立了根基啊，别人都阻挡。他们就放弃了。
That in the beginning when they laid down the foundation, others opposed them and so they gave up.
因为他们说啊，神的时候还没有到了。
And so they said that the time of God has not yet arrived.
啊，结果让神的殿就荒凉了。
And so they let the city, the temple of God remain.
结果他们就失掉神的祝福。
And so they lost the blessings of God.
虽然努力耕种，而且说剩一点点。
Even though they were so diligent in sowing, they only reaped very little.
虽然努力工作，赚来一些工钱。
And even though they labored so much, they only received a little reward.
说那个袋子啊，都破洞啊，就流掉了。
Just like a hole in the purse that the money keeps flowing.
所以先知就勉励他们说：“你们想想看，你们为什么现在这样，没有办法得到神的祝福。”
And so the prophet says, "Why you must think about why you cannot receive the blessings of God."
因为你们把自己的家都装潢得很漂亮。结果神的殿荒凉了。
Because you have adorned your houses very beautifully, but you let that temple of God be destroyed.
所以你们放弃了神的家，结果神就不看顾你的家。
And because you have let the you have given up on the house of God, God no longer watches over your house.
所以就是说，从今天开始啊，你们要起木头来建造神的殿。
And so the prophet says that you must, from this moment, once again work on the temple.
结果那一天啊，他们就开始做工。
And from that day, they started to work.
神就开始祝福他们。
And God started to bless them.
以前失掉的，神从中补偿给他们。
And whatever they lost in the past, God repaid.
所以说啊，你如果坚强靠神做工啊，
That if you depend on God and working for Him, then after 4 years, God helped them rebuild up the temple.
所以撒迦利亚书就说啊,
and so the book of Zechariah says,
虽然他们建殿当中遇到很多的艰难,
even though they encounter many difficulties,
好像大山小山啊, 摆在他们的面前,
just as small mountains and large mountains are up before them,
不是靠势力, 不是靠才能,
not by might, not by power,
靠着神的灵啊, 就能够成就神伟大的事业,
but by my spirit, are we able to complete the work of God?
对,大山下小山啊, 算什么呢?
And so what is a small mountain? What is a big mountain?
在神的面前啊, 都要一个一个化成为平地,
but before God, all of them shall become flat lands.
所以主要有信心靠神啊,
as long as we have faith and depend on
所有的艰难困苦啊, 都要一一的克服掉,
all difficulties shall be overcome.
所以我们一定要 靠圣灵行事啊, 要凭着信心行事,
and so we need to do all things in faith.
我们知道说啊, 神会带领我们啊, 为我们开出出路来,
we know that God will help us and open up a path for us.
后来这个祭司啊, 他们下河以后啊, 就站在那里, 让所有的百姓通通过河了,
and so the priests, after they stepped into the midst of the Jordan, they stayed there, and all the Israelites crossed over.
神怒怒他们从河里面上来,
and so God commanded that they come up from the river.
结果他们一上来以后啊, 那个河水又复流, 又站过两岸,
and so once the priests stepped onto the shore, then the water flowed down and overflowed again.
所以让我们知道说, 这是一个真正的神迹, 神的作为,
and so this tells us that this is a true miracle, wonder of God.
虽然有一些神学家, 他们不相信神迹的,
there are some theologians who do not believe in miracles.
他们找了很多考古学的一些资料,
They look at some archaeological material, research materials. They said that it might have been because of an earthquake. It rerouted the current of the water into another destination. The Bible is the word of God. And we need to believe in His word, and we need to believe in His wonders that they have a great authority. It could not be so coincidental that the moment that the priest stepped into the river, the water dried. And after the people crossed over and the priest stepped on shore, that the water flowed down again. And it is the work of God that allowed the Israelites to cross the river. And it proved that God was with them. So that the name of God could be preached to the ends of the earth. That the Gentiles may know and believe.
迦南人啊, 听到这个事情, 他们整个心啊, 都消化掉了,
and when the Canaanites heard of it, their hearts melted.
说那个时候啊, 耶稣要在众人面前啊, 显为大,
and so at that moment, it says that Joshua was lifted up among the people.
百姓信服啊, 信靠神啊, 后来得胜了一切仇敌,
and so the Israelites, they were blessed by God, and they overcame all their enemies.
所以神应许我们的不管有多少, 都是实在的, 这是阿们的。
And so whatever the word of God, it is true and it is amen.
主耶稣给我们应许很多很多的福分,
that Jesus Christ has promised us many promises.
因为他是现实的神, 他不会违背自己的诺言,
and because he is a faithful God, he cannot go against himself.
我们一定要相信, 抓住神的应许,
and so we must believe and hold on to the promises of God.
按照神的旨意来行事,
that we must do according to the work of God.
凭信心胜过一切,
by faith we overcome all things.
那我们就在神的国里面有份啊,
then we shall have a part in the kingdom of God.
唱诗195首,
let's sing hymn 195.
我的天啊, 你的天空, 我的天空,
And we ask God that He would especially watch over and protect our faith, that we may remain within the love of Christ, that we may have this everlasting hope. And so we need to pray for one another so that God can watch over us.
才能够在神的国里面有份。
And only when we have finished the heavenly journey do we have a part in the heavenly kingdom.
我们特别为教会的圣工祷告。
Let us especially pray for the work of the church.
9月份有我们的灵恩会。
In September, there is the spiritual convocation.
现在暑假当中有青年神训班。
In the summertime, there is now the National Youth Theological Seminar. There is the Regional High School Theological Seminar. And then there's the Student Spiritual Convocation. Let us pray for these holy works.
求神特别带领祝福所有参加的弟兄姐妹。
And so we ask God to guide and bless all the participants.
让我们教会有更坚强的下一代。
So that we may have a stronger next generation.
让教会的圣工更加的兴旺发展。
That the work of God may once again revive and be strong.
愿神祝我们大家。
And may God bless every one of us.
我们等一下祷告完，你给我们唱196的副歌。
And after we finish praying, we will sing the refrain of hymn number 196.
如果忘记掉的话，拿出来看没有关系。
And if you can't remember, it's okay. You can open up your hymn books and sing. So let's all kneel down and pray.